it's always that case. If you've got famous parents, sometimes the kids are troubled or they get into trouble because their parents are famous. Now, say like Junior, he wants to do Britain's Got Talent. See, something like that, I'd let him do it because it's his own doing. If like a campaign came along, they wanted to use the kids in a modelling thing, it's their thing. I don't want to put them there, you know, just to make my show. Does that make sense? They should have their own way of making it. And especially at school, because they get treated different. Like Junior said, he's been getting bullied because he's on TV and then they take the mickey out of his name, which you know what kids are like anyway. But they do say to me, Mummy, why don't you use us in filming? Why don't we do photo shoots with you? I say, well, that's your dad. And I say, well, ask your dad, you must have a massive bank balance now because I hope he gives them money for it.
And how does the relationship between you and their father work? Because one of the things that comes through in the book is that you've never actually sat down with him to discuss sort of why your marriage ended, to get closure on it. You wanted to, he didn't, then he suggested it to you, but then you felt that was a sort of bit of media manipulation.
Do you know, so much has happened with me and Pete. I can actually stand, I know everyone in the room are going, oh no, what's she going to say? But I hate the man now. I hate him. He's done so much to me behind the scenes that I just would disown him if I could. And no, not many people know what goes on behind the scenes, but it's gone from loving him to accepting we've split up and everything. But he's done so much that I hate the man. And my kids fully know aware why I feel that way. And they've witnessed things. So,
well, that's quite,
you know,
that's quite something to say in
completely
public, that you hate him.
Yeah, I do.
Particularly when the children are so young.
They're fully aware of everything. This is the thing. And they've witnessed things. And, you know, an example, in the summer holiday, Pete took them to Australia. Now, Princess has got really long blonde hair. Now, she's come back and half of it's been cut off. Now, any mum out there or anyone would know that's a mum thing to do, or you would ask, at least say, do you mind if she wants a haircut, can I cut it off? It's just things like that. It's like emotional torture he does to me all the time. So I just don't want to know anything to do with him. I know I've got kids with him, but luckily, we don't have to talk.
Was there ever a time after you split up when you thought, well, actually, at some point, I hope we get back together? Or was that it?
Well, in the book, I make it clear that our manager, Claire, it was just all control. I couldn't even get near him to talk to him. Who knows what would have happened if we were able to talk and stuff? I don't know. But it's so much, what, 4 years now or something now? Just too much has happened now for anything to ever be friendly.